more Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Okay, it's summertime, which means it's time for those summer blockbuster movies, including a new Indiana Jones movie and another installment of Mission Impossible. And if you want a more intimate movie experience, we've got a couple of documentaries to talk about. And guess who's being honored at the Kennedy Center this year? Well, we're going to tell you in a second. It's time for What to Watch with our resident movie critic and Morning Edition host, the one and only George Prentice. George, oh, I just adore when you come on.
Happy summer, Gemma. Thank you.
Happy summer to you. Okay. As I mentioned, some really big blockbusters coming out in the next few weeks. So Indiana Jones, much anticipated. What number of Mission Impossible are we on? Like 30?
I honestly don't know, but I can tell you.
I don't either.
That this will only be half of what this story will be. This is going to be Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. So here comes another one of these films where we drop anywhere from, I don't know, $10 to $15 and then have to come back in December just to see how the story ends. So it's got to be 7, 8, 9. Help me out here. Seven. Okay, it is seven.
Okay,
yes.
Seven? Okay.
Yes.
As you can tell, George, I've seen all of them, right?
I have. I mean, they are entertaining, and I've used this phrase before. And I think they're critic-proof. Audiences are going to show up for Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise gets it done.
Mm-hmm.
But a good number of blockbusters are going to be crowding into the cinema over the next few weeks. And I say crowding because, well, there's only so many big screens. So keep in mind that right now there are two quote-unquote big movies in theaters right now. One is The Flash, and one is the recent Pixar film, The Elementals. Neither one of them are doing gangbuster business. Now, The Flash, in its opening weekend, got $55 million. Now, to you and me, that's serious money. And to some smaller films, they would die to have that kind of a take. But it takes hundreds of millions of dollars to make a movie like Flash, let alone promote it. So pick up the Hollywood Reporter Variety. Actually, look at any entertainment reporting, and you'll see the words flop or a problem or DC Universe is in trouble. The Flash is expected to drop anywhere from 55 to 70% of its box office this coming weekend. So will the Flash move aside? Yes. Yes, it will. So let's get ready for June the 30th and Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Wow. And this is the movie. I don't know about you, Gemma. I've been really looking forward to this. I will say that I have seen 30 minutes of this film. I am sworn to secrecy. I loved it. And I think this is going to be a huge hit. And I think it's actually going to be a bit of an emotional ride for a lot of us because this is a goodbye. And Harrison Ford has said as much. And Steven Spielberg wanted to craft a story that kind of buttons up all of the storylines from Indy into this story. And it looks, I think, great. And the second I heard the theme, I mean, it's like, yes, here, you want $5 more? Here, $10 more? I'm all in on this. Here's your popcorn film. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is the 4th of July blockbuster. It's going to open on June 30th, and it will ride through the 4th of July holiday. And it won't be until July 12th that the next big blockbuster will come, and that is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. Now, again, that's part one. Tom Cruise has been rather open in saying he's not thrilled with the idea that a couple of other blockbusters are right on his heels. In years past, studios, there was kind of an unwritten rule. Studios would give each other some breathing room. It's like, hey, give me two weeks to own the box office. Well, come July 21st, two big films, two are going to open on the same day, Barbie and Oppenheimer. Now, Oppenheimer is from Christopher Nolan, the director who gave us the Dark Knight trilogy, Dunkirk, Inception, Tenet. And I think that, I mean, most of his films are Oscar buzz films. A number of them have been Best Picture nominees. Word on the street is that Oppenheimer is really good, but really violent. It is R-rated, and I'm looking forward to it. I think a lot of people are. On that same day, on the other end of the spectrum comes Barbie. Now, what interests me here is that this is written and directed by Greta Gerwig, who the last few years has given us the new rendition of Little Women and Lady Bird, which was so fabulous. Another Oscar-nominated film. So Barbie, the trailers are kind of crazy, right? Margot Robbie and who is it? Is it Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling,
Pretty Boy. But that's going to open on July 21st as well. I'm looking forward to it, based on the writer and director. So yeah, in just a matter of just a few weeks, we're going to have a lot of big pictures begging for your money.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you made a good point, though. Not a lot of movie screens anymore. A lot of movie theaters closed down during the pandemic.
Yep.
So what if you don't want one of those big, huge movie screen experiences, George? I mean, is there kind of a smaller, more intimate movie experience you could have amongst all of these blockbusters jockeying for position?
I will give you the very definition of smaller and intimate, because it's a short subject, and it's a film which we've talked a little bit about on this program. It's called Idaho Babe. It is a short subject. Now, the fact that it is free, that the screening is free, I don't want that to deter people. For some reason, some people think that if something is free, then it is less than. This is not. This is free, and it is more than. Idaho Babe is a wonderful short subject documentary. It is the true story of Harriet Hansen, but everyone knew her as Babe. She was a true buckaroo. She ran the Sawtooth Lodge. She was a bit of a legend. People from all over the country would travel to Idaho just to get a photograph with Babe Hansen. She was married twice, but she was also queer. And there's a whole other layer there. So in this film, Idaho Babe, there are some gems of the stories. I'm not going to tell you the one. Well, I'll tell you this much. It has to do with Babe and one of her husbands in a huge barroom brawl where she was almost charged with manslaughter. And it is a jaw-dropper of a story. So on top of everything, Babe would shoe her own horses. Now, you know what it takes to shoe a horse, right? You take the horse up and you put it on your knee and you're driving, you're pounding metal into a horse's hoof. And then there are mules that she would chew as well. Well, here's a story. Here's a clip from the film Idaho Babe, where friends of Babe are recounting how she was dealing with a stubborn mule and she needed to shoe that mule. And this is what happened.
She had big jack mules. They're pretty good sized. He wouldn't stand still. And so she just picked him up and turned him upside down on his back. She was going to teach him that he had to behave. She was a big enough lady to pick up a big jack mule and put him right up on his back, throw him right over. So
can you imagine picking up an entire mule just to shoo the mule? And they sound like tall tales, but they're all true. They're all documented. And Arlie Sommer, who gives us Expressive Idaho, is the writer and director of this. These are stories that her grandmother would tell her. And so Arlie went to the Idaho State Archives and found actual videos, interviews of Babe Hansen, and photos, which he uses for some stop animation. So this coming Saturday at the Idaho State Archives in Boise, and that's the beautiful building off of Warm Springs, if you're going toward the Botanical Garden, between noon and 3, you can see this film for free. And because it's a short subject, they're going to show it a number of times. So don't worry about being there straight at noon. Maybe you want to show up at 1 or 1:30 or 2. There will also be screenings there. But Arlie will be there for Q&A, and the folks at the archives will give you rare tours of the archives. They're going to put some great archival items out on display. This sounds like a blast. It's this Saturday, noon to 3. It's free, and the film is called Idaho Babe.
Well, I love when things are free. So that will not deter me at all. So let's talk documentaries, George, because you always, I think, have wonderful recommendations for this. This one in particular, though, is from the filmmakers who gave us RBG.
RBG, probably one of the great documentaries in recent memory.
So good.
So, Gemma, to our listeners, we're going to talk about sex for a little while here.
Okay.
The film is called Everybody, and indeed it is about sex, but it is about biology, and it's about some of the biology that many of us think we know, but we probably don't. This is about those who are born intersex. About 1.7% of our population are intersex, and about 0.07% of them have intersex traits so significant that they are referred for surgery. Now, you may remember in high school biology about the XX and the XY, right? That defines, quote unquote, defines what is a male or what is a female. So these are folks that are born with XY, but their physical traits that they're born with or that they do not have are in contradiction to those chromosomes. So here is one of the people in this documentary. Again, the film is called Everybody.
Society generally considers that XY chromosomes means you're a man and XX means you're a woman. Although I was born with XY chromosomes, I was also born with a vagina, and so they assigned me female at birth because they usually go based on the parts that you're born with. But another trait that was not visible on the outside was that I had internal testes. I was not born with a womb. I was not born with ovaries. I was born with testes on the inside. The protocol was to remove those testes through what they call a gonadectomy, which in my view is a euphemistic way of saying castrating me. They removed my testes. That is castration.
Again, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of Americans who are born intersex. Now, there are some in this country that do not want to talk about this, let alone hear about this. Some of them happen to be on cable news. Let's listen.
Here's the deal. For all of human history, there was an objective standard between male and female. It was out of simply looking at people's genitals and assessing them based on their outward appearance, right? Which is still true for nearly all human beings on planet Earth at all times. That is not a myth. That's called science.
56. That's how many options you now have to describe your gender on Facebook. The social networking site is adding options that include transgender, intersex, whatever that is.
Well, again, whatever that is, we're talking about people who indeed are born this way. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of Americans. But at the White House no less, if you were listening close to President Biden's recent Pride Month reception, well, listen for yourself.
For liberation, for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex individuals. That's what I'm about to sign.
So for a president of the United States to actually acknowledge intersex individuals, so this is not a film that wags its finger at you. It's not one of these finger wagging, oh, you should feel bad, you should feel angry, whatever. It is an educational film. It's extremely well done. Again, it's from the people who gave us RBG. Everybody is, dare I say, an important film and worthy of your time. It opens at the Flicks on June the 30th. It is a documentary. I think it is a groundbreaking documentary because people are going to be talking about this for quite some time. It's an eye-opener. It's something we need to know about. It's not a debate. We're talking about this happens every day in America. There are folks born this way who are intersex. We need to understand them a little bit better. And again, the film is called Everybody.
George, I think what an incredible film. Honestly, because this is a subject when we talk about intersex that, I mean, I've heard that term my whole life and it's, you know, it's kind of whispered, right?
Right.
And it's almost like we're uncomfortable. Because it's so much easier just to check a box, right? You're male or you're female. And you know, let's assign let's assign, you know, gender at birth, right? And yet, there is a large part of our population, and not just in the United States, worldwide, that are born this way. And I think it throws people's ideologies up in the air, and they don't know what to do or how to land.
It's not a political debate, in spite of what we saw this particular week at one local school district where they were debating about whether gender identity should even be discussed in a classroom, let alone taught. We're talking about biology, by the way. We're talking about biology.
Right.
We're not talking about ideology. So again, the film is everybody. It is an eye-opener. It's a film you want to see because it's by the way, it's extremely well done as a film. So I highly recommend this film.
So it's only at the Flix, though, starting on June 30th?
June 30th.
Okay. All right. Before I let you go, one more quick question. I never thought that I would say, what does Billy Crystal, Queen Latifah, and Dionne Warwick have in common?
Well, this may be the best class of Kennedy Center honorees that I have seen. So this December, the Kennedy Center honorees are Barry Gibb, oh my gosh.
Oh.
The Bee Gees, right? I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, there's 2 hours on stage right there. Dionne Warwick, Queen Latifah, Billy Crystal, and Renee Fleming, a living legend opera singer. And so you know that this is going to be a blow-the-roof-off show at the Kennedy Center. It is the highest honor that an entertainer can get. So here is something from The Vault, my favorite scene from When Harry Met Sally.
Of course,
it's the final moment, and it still is just, it's heartbreaking and wonderful all at once. Let's listen.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. And the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see? Just like you, Harry, you say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you.
So it's priceless, right?
Oh, yes.
So Billy Crystal will be up in the honors box and he won't say a word. None of the honorees get to say anything as the rest of the entertainment world steps onto the stage of the Kennedy Center and entertains them and us. Wow, this is quite a class of 2023.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Wow, that brought memories back when Harry Met Sally. What an amazing film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, George, as always, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Stay cool, Gemma, and thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.